Incoming transmission.
KMVQ FM, KMVQ HD1, San Francisco.
Are you ready?
Jumped out of bed.
Coffee, please.
I love Fernando and Gray.
When the morning comes.
Fernando and Gray.
Wake up
now.
Are you gonna wake up in the morning?
We love Fernando and Gray.
They're hilarious.
That's how you start out the morning every day. You gotta start out with that.
Just wake up and say,
Alexa, play 99.7 now.
Hey, good morning, Fernando and Gray. Faithful, welcome to a Tuesday at 99.7. Now, the Bay's number one for all the hits. Tuesday, that does mean it is Big Money Minute Day today.
It was so sad looking outside yesterday and realizing, or being outside yesterday and realizing that we had, you know, 3 days of beautiful weather in a row and that it was all ending and we're going back to the other way of life.
I'm actually excited for it. It's been too hot to even sleep in San Bruno.
Oh,
yeah.
We had 3 nice days of weather. You're ready
to get
back to the rain?
I've been waking up in hot sweats. Like, bring me the fog of San Francisco.
I'll tell you something I saw on social media you were doing yesterday that made me vomit.
Oh, my God. I can't believe it.
Why were you clipping your man's toenails? Disgusting.
Because he, like, asked me to, and I feel like I've been a brat this past weekend, so I was like, you know what, I will like clip your big toenail for you.
Why can't he do that himself? I would never do that for someone.
Can he do that on his
that's
own?
So gross.
I feel like I would have never done it for anyone else, but I was like, okay, you know
that's
what?
Love,
I feel like I love you enough that I will clip your big toenail.
Was there dirt underneath the toenail?
No, he has clean, nice, manly toenails, but still, I was like, are you for real right now? Am I really doing this? Is this what adulting is?
No, that's not what adulting is. There are little salons all over the Bay Area that you can go to get that done.
I should have told him to, but I was like washing my hands. I was like, what if he has like fungus or something?
Yeah, what if he has fungus?
No, I wasn't even wearing gloves or anything.
You should have put peanut butter between his toes and walked out of the room. Somebody asked me to do that. That's what I would do. I would be like, hold on, let me do it. I'll be right back.
I don't know. I feel like that's true love right there.
Yeah, ladies,
that is
the
true
thing
love.
You do for your man that you would do for no one else.
Mm-hmm.
888-456-9970. Well. That's gross.
He takes off my socks whenever I'm like too tired to like
that's
take them off.
Too.
Wow, you guys really are.
Yeah,
love.
So that's why I was like, well, he's never asked me to do this.
Wait, who's
before.
Ever been too tired to take their socks
Girl,
off?
Girl, when you two turn, when you get this past
okay,
weekend.
That's not too tired. When you get too turned.
So
that's
tired.
Too turned.
Oh my God, when you don't want to take off your makeup and you got to take off your socks
oh
and do
God.
All that.
I was about
I can't
to say,
believe
the only time Jeremy's ever take off my socks is if we had a really long night.
Why did he believe. Send that to you? That was supposed to be our little secret.
He sends me everything. I see everything, Shan.
Oh my God.
He's been texting both of us and sharing little secrets and
Damn,
stuff like that.
Damn, it ain't safe. It ain't safe out here.
You guys, in our meeting yesterday with Jazzy, he told me about this Citizen app.
Let's not ramp that meeting yesterday.
Oh.
Let's move on.
Why?
Anyway, we got to get ready for other things.
Oh, my Lord. All right, fine.
You ain't going to want to bring up that meeting yesterday.
I don't want to bring up the meeting.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
Thank you.
He told us about this app he loves called Citizen.
What about the app?
Well,
yeah.
Hey,
she doesn't want to know either.
I
think you
get
bitched
at all the time because I don't share anything about what I do.
You don't do anything.
I do.
Well, okay, let's not talk about that.
You always
yesterday.
Cut me off every time I'm trying to talk about my life. So anyway, yeah, go and look at my Instagram and you'll see what I saw yesterday on my Citizen app. Thank you.
Fernando and Greg, let's wake these people up now.
Good morning. Big Money Minutes next hour. $1,300. Case of snoring. Nearly got somebody killed in Florida. We're talking about that story yesterday.
A woman shot her boyfriend of 3 weeks over his loud snoring. Fortunately, he lived through the incident. But we actually had some people who called in yesterday about this topic that said they've come close to killing the person that they sleep with over their snoring. It just gets so frustrating if you can't get a good night's sleep.
Yeah. Maybe this girl hasn't slept in 3 weeks. That would do that to anybody. Three weeks of not sleeping?
I can't believe that you're dating someone 3 weeks and you're already ready to shoot them.
Well, they don't let you sleep.
She was.
That's a huge deal breaker.
She's ready to do it.
Uh-huh. Our creator director, Jeffrey, he just spent an evening up with someone as well, an overnight with a friend who had a snoring issue. Is this true? Fernando and Greg OT podcast.
Hold on a moment. Gotta hit the right button.
Yes, Jeffrey, are you there now?
I absolutely did. My homicidal tendencies were on 100, and I was actually in bed with a woman.
What?
Okay, that was shocking.
So it was actually last time I was in San Francisco, and my friends came to crash with me, and we went out, then we got in the bed, we went to sleep, and she started snoring so loudly that it actually answered a question that I've had about her for maybe 10 years, which is, how is she so hot and how is she so single?
Oh,
but I totally understand
now.
Think she's driving men away?
I know that she has to be. I mean, it was like a cat being murdered in a blender all night long.
Wow.
Well, did you wake her up?
No, I took a Xanax.
Of course. So in the morning, did you let her know about this?
No, see, that's what I am torn on. I feel as if maybe I should, like, clue her in. Because I'm sure what's happening is she's hooking up with guys. They hear her snore and they never call her again.
Aww.
So I don't know if I should let her know or not, but I didn't say anything.
Well, you should have said something immediately. You can't say anything now.
Okay, so do you think maybe I should set it up where, like, I subject myself to that snoring?
Yes,
again.
You have to do it again. Yeah. You have to repeat that.
Oh, I'm not really a selfless person, but...
Listen, and this is going to sound a bit mean, but I did this to my friend Adrian. I recorded it on my phone, and in the morning I played it back because I knew she would not believe me.
Oh, hell, receipts. That's the way to go.
Sometimes you have to do it. Snorers don't want to admit it. I know I was in denial about it. 888-456-9970 if you have a snorer in your life. Ella, who's your snorer?
I have a cousin that stayed with us a couple of years back. And when I say she was a snorer, she was like the worst I've ever encountered. Because I've had partners that snore, but I can sleep through it. And this girl cannot like go a night without snoring. Like, it's so bad. And she grinds her teeth too.
Oh, wow.
How do you do both?
Yeah.
I don't know how.
That's
I
talent.
Do both. No,
well,
it's
some
not
people snore through their nose.
By the third night, I was so desperate that I was like, okay, I might have to go sleep in the bathtub because it's the only
bathtub?
Place where I can't hear her anymore.
Oh, my God. The bathtub.
I
can't think of a more uncomfortable place to sleep.
Yeah, there was one night where I was so desperate. I hadn't gotten sleep like in maybe like 2 or 3 days. Ugh. I just went to the living room and grabbed like one of our giant couch pillows. And I was like probably ready to like suffocate her because I was so done with
her
story.
So this woman that shot her boyfriend wasn't that far off.
No, she has all the right in the world. If she has to sleep next to him, go ahead. Do what you need to do.
All right. Well, hopefully you'll be on the jury when this woman goes to trial.
Right.
You'll let her off.
Yeah. For sure.
All right, Ella. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Fernando. Dirty, dirty, dirty on the 30. Fernando.
Dirty, dirty, dirty on the 30.
Dirty on the 30 is sponsored by First Flag Supply. From import and export, warehousing and supply chain finance, First Flag Supply has you covered for all your needs. FirstFlag.us or call 650-200-1775. Jordan Woods, that's the young lady that spoiled her friendship with bestie Kylie Jenner. It seems that she's getting back to business on her social media, and this time with even more followers than she had before this whole scandal. And now even more products that want to align with her. Now, at first, the cheating scandal between her and Tristan Thompson, everybody thought, oh, that's it for her. You're never going to see her again. Whatever she's got going on, it's over. Well, that's not true. She just did her first paid post since that whole thing blew up. And now she and her mother are heading for London at the end of the month to sign several deals as an influencer, as a model, for different products. I mean, she's going to do even better than she did before. It all makes you kind of think like...
No, she ain't going to do better than she did before. She had the golden goose. But it's nice to know that she is going to make... Well, I mean, it's nice for her to know she's going to make some money. But she ain't going to do better than the living with the billionaire.
Mm.
They don't get much better than that.
Well, and now it seems like she's going to have, like, her own brand or her own, you
she
know...
already did.
...sort of thing
yeah.
she,
going on.
She
here.
Already had her own brand, and she had the launch of it. And it was supposed to be a huge thing, and only like
20
people showed up because of the scandal. So that cost her already tons of money.
Well, it says, though, that after the appearance on Jada Pinkett Smith's Red Table Talk, that sort of like started to turn the tide. Like she went from being this villain in this whole thing, and then suddenly, like, it, you know, it started to humanize her a bit, and people started to have some sympathy, which is then when
now, you know, products that different people want
to be
associated.
I'm not saying she's not going to work. I'm just saying she was going to make it big when she released those eyelashes.
They're not cute. They're not like the wispies.
She was about to hit it big when Kylie was backing her financially.
Mm-hmm.
Now she's going to have to make it on her own. So hopefully she can do that.
Well, we'll see what happens. Again, she's going to be traveling the world. She's going to London,
I'd still rather live with
the
billionaire. I'd still much rather live with a billionaire. And I'd rather travel the world in that billionaire's private jet, which is what she was doing before. So now she's flying coach. Which, you know, the rest of us have to do. But if I could have stayed in the billionaire's house, I would have stayed there.
For the free.
For the free.
Mm-hmm.
And she was also getting paid by Kylie because she was collaborating with her.
Yeah, they had their own makeup collab, and she was one of her models, and she got signed. Then she was also working for Chloe's jean company. So, yeah, she was like a paid model, and then they dropped her. So.
Oh, yeah.
Now she got to do it on her own.
She was working with Chloe's jean company. Mm-hmm. Man.
Yeah, I know, right? She is so entangled into that family, right? It's like it's a wonder like that she even got involved in this mess. Like, honestly, like it really is. Like, why would you try to kill the golden goose?
We already know. Blame it on the alcohol. Blame it on the Jamie Foxx will tell you about it.
Does everyone remember MySpace?
Yes.
Yeah, it was the original.
It was the social media site to be on before Facebook came along and knocked them off the spot. Well, it's trending this morning after the site lost more than 50 million songs, along with photos, videos, more audio files, after a server migration. So, again, it's weird that it's trending because you think that so few people are actually using MySpace.
Anybody using MySpace currently, like really using it, 888-456-9970, if you really use it for something.
As a refresher, like what happened to it, it turned into a music site. Justin Timberlake took it over with some other investors and basically said, this is going to be the spot where people come and share music, try to like be a SoundCloud or something like that. Well, it didn't quite turn out that way, but I mean, there's still an awful lot of music and video and all that type of stuff.
I'm just glad
there.
That all my pictures are gone. Like, they were so embarrassing.
You couldn't
take
them down?
I forgot my password, and then I kept clicking, like, forgot password, and I couldn't get back in, and I was like, well, this is going to be the last of
me. Yeah, because back in the day, I'm sure you thought it was cool to post the pictures of you, like, vomiting in a field.
I don't know what I was thinking.
At the keg party. I would have done the same thing had we been able to do that in college. I mean, we were so proud of our pictures where we were passed out in the middle of a pasture next to a keg of Miller Lite.
So not
now
cute.
Now we're wanting like, okay, cover that up. Don't be showing that.
No. But they're all gone. Everybody's pictures before 2016 are gone.
For good.
They're bye.
Actually, between 2003 and 2015, again, that totals 50 million songs, photos, videos, all of it has just disappeared. They tried to, they did a server migration project. Somebody must have screwed that up.
Thank God. They probably did it on, they did us all a favor. Thank you.
And I love it. In the statement, it simply says, we apologize for the inconvenience. Well, I mean, the good news is that if you forgot that this stuff
my
was
guy,
there,
Gabe
like, thank
said,
you.
I met my partner on MySpace.
Oh,
when? Wow. In 1958? Like, oh my God. MySpace was hot for like a year, maybe two. And then when Facebook is just such a cleaner. It was so clean and just a much better. Mm-hmm. MySpace got to be so messy and it was just all like a big mess.
Like you had a little bit too much choice as far as like, you know, you could do backgrounds and move stuff
around. Amber texted and she said, I would use it if it went back to the old school style.
I don't even remember the old school style.
Oh my God, we used to have your top eight and then they started adding like top 16.
Top eight what?
Top eight people, like your homies, like, you're in my top.
I don't remember that.
Yeah. Wait, you add all your best friends,
know,
and then you feel special when you're
in someone's
top. You
could put, like, your favorites.
Like, you went to Facebook, like, so quickly that it was just, like, peace out.
And then, like, your first friend was always the guy, that Tom guy? Wasn't
Tom.
That always the MySpace?
Yeah, Tom was always in the top. And then they, like, added the feature where you could move him out of there, finally. Right. And then you would feel so special because you were, you know, in your friend's top. And then you could add your when people would go to your home page, you could add whatever song you want.
Stop. Would you really feel so special because you were in somebody else's top eight?
Yeah. You're like, I made it. oh my God, we're really
friends. Like, I made Jackie Hollywood's top
eight. Yes,
what I'm hoping not to do.
Yeah, you get that little notification, like,
That girl was bothering me about something yesterday.
What?
And I was just like, I can't tell you what it is. A birthday surprise for you. But I'm like, listen, I just put on my beauty mask. I just, you know, am settling in for the night. It's 4:30. I'm ready to go to bed.
Yeah.
Stop bothering me, Jackie Hollywood.
All right. That's
bother me at noon.
For your dirty on to 30.
If they're playing with balls, he's all over it.
It's Greg's Sassy Sports.
Well, the Oakland A's have the pleasure of opening the Major League Baseball regular season against the Seattle Mariners a week before all the other teams do. But it's happening in Tokyo, so if you're an A's fan and you want to see that game, you better set your alarm right now because first pitch is at 2:35 a.m.
What?
A.M. tomorrow morning. Mm. So I want to see who's going to get up and pop open a cold one because opening day for a baseball team, that's a big deal and their fans. So if you're ready to watch... 2:35 a.m. tomorrow morning. Mm-hmm. Get your beer on ice right now.
You got to be a real fan.
And
wake up in the middle of the night to watch your team.
What my mom does that for the World Cup. She'll wake up. Yeah.
People do that.
People
for the
do
World
it.
Cup.
She's like yelling at 3 in the morning, like, what the hell? Like, we're all sleeping. And she's like, ah, she's like full force. Yeah.
Anybody have any plans to do this? Is anybody going to barbecue tomorrow?
All right.
Start the barbecue around 11 p.m. tonight.
Oh, that sounds kind of good.
Anybody know some places, like maybe some bars might be open for this, you know, where people can go and watch overnight?
2:30 in the morning for, they're playing two games in Tokyo. It'll be tomorrow morning, 2:30, and the next morning, 2:30 in the morning. Both games are on ESPN. So if you want to get up early and barbecue, that is the time you're going to have to do it. The weird thing is, then they come back here and they go back into exhibition season. So they start the regular season in Tokyo, play two games, come back here, and go back into exhibition season where the games will not count. They'll play that for a week. And then next Thursday, everybody goes into the regular season.
So while they have jet lag, they'll...
Yeah, it's really confusing.
That's a lot on the players.
Tell them, Shane.
I'm sorry, but that is a lot to go there, come back, go, do that, and all.
Yeah, because it's going to take a few days to kind of snap out of it, be back to normal.
Well, they got a week to get back to normal after they get back. But tomorrow morning is when baseball season starts for the Oakland A's. Speaking of Oakland, the Oakland Alameda Coliseum Stadium Authority Board voted unanimously to approve the deal between the Raiders and the Coliseum to remain in Oakland for one more year. So it is done. I do think the city has one more vote on that, but they are expected to approve it.
The longest running Bay Area drama.
Yes, and now that they have signed that agreement, the NFL can move forward and start planning the schedule for all 32 teams, the A's. The Raiders have been holding them up, but it looks like the Raiders will be playing in Oakland next year. And you got to check out the NCAA March Madness bracket at the Fernando and Greg Instagram if you want to play along and get involved in the drama of March Madness with the entire Fernando and Greg crew. It has been nothing but controversy over the last couple of years because the women have swept the bracket the last two or three years, including Shan winning the inaugural bracket a couple of years ago, causing a huge fight between her and Big Reed where they didn't even speak for, I think, 2 weeks.
Yeah, because he said that I was a cheater, and I was like, dude, I don't know anything about college basketball. How the heck am I going to cheat?
Well, that's what he wanted to know.
I don't. Yeah. I really couldn't tell you,
Big Reed.
It was
more of a fact-finding thing.
What I think Brenda won last year, but check out Fernando and Greg Instagram. The women have dominated this, which upsets the men so much. I don't know why.
They're sore losers.
Because they think, you know, the men are like, we know more about basketball. Y'all don't know, and y'all blah, blah.
Well, apparently not, because we don't know anything, and we're still winning. So
how are you going to make your picks this year?
I'm just going to do what I did last time. Click, 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 click. I don't even know. And then at the end, I'm going to be like, like, oh, I got this person and this person.
Well, we
got
to come up with the prize. Last year, I provided
this
the prize.
Person.
I don't even know it. A team?
Last year, yes. I provided the prize. Am I going to have to come up with the prize again?
Yeah. You or Jazz, maybe Jazzy could provide.
Hey, he got
I got a $50 Marshall gift card from him for my birthday.
Can we give that away?
Aww.
I'll come up with a prize. I'll come up with some kind of gift certificate we can give away. But definitely, you got to do it before Thursday morning. So make sure you get to the Fernando and Greg Instagram. Click through the link and...
Oh, okay. Go to our bio on Fernando and Craig. Click on our bio. You can sign up for our bracket in our bio. So just make sure to click on that and sign up.
All right. If you understand all that, good luck. That's all I
it's
got
not
for
that
Sassy.
It's not that hard. Click the link in our bio.
That's all I got for Sassy Sports. But you know what I would say? If they're
playing with balls, I'm all over it.
All right. You know, there's been a lot of talk, a lot of news about this college cheating scandal.